Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is your host, Jason Bornstein. And, you know, I want to talk to you about the dangers of having a job. The dangers of having a job. And honestly, the danger of having a job doesn't really come from the money, although that is a big part of it. You know, you are capped when you have a job as far as the money that you make. And if you do want to make a lot of money in a job, you normally have to work your freaking ass off versus being a business owner where eventually you delegate different tasks and jobs to people who maybe are usually better than you in certain ways at what they do, which is awesome, which is just awesome because you don't have to be a jack of all trades. Maybe you've heard that phrase, jack of all trades, master of none, and that is the absolute truth. So please find out what you're good at and start and work on that and focus on that and delegate what you maybe don't care about so much, what you don't really care to do, and what you're not so good at. But anyway, back to my main point. I digress. The danger of having a job is in the mindset that you take on, that you allow to enter into your mind a lot of times because, you know, we all have to be guardians of our minds. We all have to really sit there, you know, and be very judicial about what we allow to come in to our minds because what we put in is exactly what's going to come out. You know, if I allow, a great example is a server, which I've been before. You know, in that kind of industry, it's so common to complain about really every little thing. Oh, they didn't seat my section. Oh, these people are so annoying. I mean, a lot worse than that. I'm being very bland in general there. But people say much worse things than that. So it's an environment where the input that you're going to receive from your environment around you is going to be negative. It's going to be kind of victim, and it's going to be ungrateful, honestly, because when we say negative things, it's just an expression of lack of gratitude. It's basically saying that there isn't enough to be grateful for. And you may say, well, that's not completely true. You know, there are some things that are just kind of bullshit in our lives, and we should be able to call it as it is. Fair enough. But I would just challenge you to really look at what you're saying, and if it's really necessary to say, I mean, why focus on the negative? You know, it's just going to drag you down. It's not an aerodynamic maneuver in your life to be negative. It's really just fanning out your wings and allowing them to stop you instead of allowing them to lift you up and fly. It's a double-edged sword. So whether you're making 6 figures, 7 figures, even 8 figures in a job, or you're just making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in a job, the money is irrelevant. The mindset is everything. You know, a mentor of mine, somebody that I really respect and appreciate, Bob Proctor, I thought this was so fascinating. I was listening to an interview with him, and, you know, he was making multiple 6 figures, maybe even 7 figures at this time as a business owner in his life. And he decided to get a job, right? Sounds crazy. He's an entrepreneur, personal development, awesome in personal development. And he's making solid money, you know, 6 and 7 figures. And he decides to get a job that pays like $15,000 to $20,000 a year. But the job that he went and got was with Earl Nightingale in his office. He got a job with Earl Nightingale in his office so that he could be close, so that he could see all of the people that Earl Nightingale was associated with coming in and out, so that he could have a little bit of face time with them, ask them questions, really pick their brain, be around their energy, understand where they were coming from. The same thing with Earl Nightingale, so he could be around him and do the exact same thing. And yet, you might look at that, you're like, what is he doing? He's crazy. He's crazy. He just left a 6 and 7 figure job, or business owner position, to take a job on making $20,000 a year. Why? Why would he do that? Because Bob Proctor is a smart man, and he understands job, business owner, that's not necessarily the most important thing. The most important thing is who you surround yourself with and the mindset. It just so happens that being a business owner is generally smarter for financial reasons and for legacy, for your family reasons, and for mindset reasons, because you can dictate your environment much better. But if there's a job that you take on, you may not even be doing it for the money. You may be doing it for the mindset and for the value that it gives, not in terms of finances, but in terms of your personal development, which is going to give way more value than any price tag you could put on it. In fact, I mean, you could put a price tag on it probably. I bet Bob Proctor, I mean, he makes seven figures a year, I'm positive. You know, how much of that has to do with the fact that he took on that $20,000 a year job with Earl Nightingale at that time? You know, you got to have a long-term vision here. If you want to make solid money long-term, if you want to leave a legacy, if you want to be a great business owner, you've got to have long-term vision, which is exactly what Bob Proctor had. So, again, the danger of a job is mostly in the mindset. It is in the finances, but the mindset ultimately is what dictates the danger of having a job. Now, if you have a job right now, as you're listening to this podcast, just know that your job should not be your primary focus in your life. Again, I'll say that again, because it's important. Your job should not be the primary focus in your life. And I know that can be difficult, because honestly, your managers, the people at your job, they kind of want you to make it the focus of your life. Because, hey, I mean, I guess it'll help their business run a little bit better if you're fully invested in it. But, you know, I'm not saying don't do a great job at whatever your job is. I think we should all give 100% of whatever it is that we're doing, because that really carries over into everything that we do when we give it our all in everything. You know, it's a habit that we have. But I will say, your job should only be viewed as an income stream. No, it should not be viewed as a primary means of living your life, financially, emotionally, whatever it may be, because your job is not going to leave you any kind of a legacy. The business owner who builds a solid company has a legacy to leave his family, his loved ones, or her family, her loved ones, leaves a legacy for those around them. The person with a job often leaves liabilities, often leaves debt, and leaves, when they die, the job dies. There's nothing that's carried on from that. When they leave, when they die, the job dies, and that's that. So whatever 40, 50 years of labor, of commitment, does not carry past the death, which is a big, big problem. I want you to be in a position to love what you do and to leave something for those that you love. It could even just be a charity. I have no idea. I don't know. Whatever really tickles you, whatever you really care about, you want to leave a legacy past your death. So your job is just an income stream. It's just a stepping stone to something greater. And what is that? What is that for you? What is it that you see in your mind and you feel in your heart that is so important, that is so valuable, that you just want to go for, that you just want to fully commit to? Because here's a quote from Goethe, a German writer. Something like this: when you fully commit yourself, providence moves. You know, the clouds part when you fully commit yourself to something, okay? And that something is not your job, because your job is a grinded out thing. Your business is what you love. Your business is what you love. So commit to that. I don't care if you have to get 4 hours of sleep a night. It is going to be worth it, okay? I don't want to see you dead right now. Except you're just going to be buried 60 years later. I want you to live. So let's live. Law of association. Be careful of whatever job you're in, if you're in one. And if you do need to take on a job, or if you're in a job, it is just another income stream to feed your main business and your main passion. A quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com, the safest, easiest, most lucrative, and honest way to make money online today. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. Head on over there. Thank you for joining us on today's show. This is Jason Bornstein, your host, and you have been listening to The Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. We look forward to seeing you on the next show. Have a beautiful day.